Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, empowering wellness and oneness. I'm your host, Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, a Reiki master, gifted intuitive, yoga instructor, and spiritual teacher. Today on the Healing Soul Podcast, I'm going to be talking about getting in touch with your soul's goals. It's the perfect time with a brand new year ahead of you. 2025, you can make happen whatever your heart's desires. You just have to figure out, why are you here this time around? What did you come back to earth to do? And you can meditate on that all year. Make a sankalpa or a heart vow. Some one thing that you're passionate about that you really want to put your Zen focus on all year. And this year's numerology adds up to a 9. Which are endings, transformation, karmic lessons. And it's the Chinese year of the wood snake, which is transformation and growth. And to figure out what year it is for you, you can add your birth month with your birthday plus the year 2025, and then you reduce it to a single number. So mine is 3/30, and then it's 2025. So then you reduce it down to a single number, and that's your year. My year, it's karmic 6. So it's a karmic year for me. So big lessons, stepping into my personal power, and it can mean many different things for you. And I'm really excited because I'm about to publish Hope Heals, Always Hold Hope in Your Heart. And it's a book about encouraging you to keep it on and get through the tough times. So your soul's goals, how do you figure it out? If you don't know why you're here and you don't know what you want to do and you're kind of floundering, I always do a self-reflection every month. And just ask yourself, what's my passion? Why am I here? What are my talents? What really makes me feel alive? What's in my heart? And what connects me to everything? What makes me feel just connected to everything and everyone and alive and vibrant? And in your heart, connect to the beat and the vibration of you when we get in the meditation, and we'll do that in a few minutes. And ask yourself, if there were no limits and you could do anything, what would you do? What have been your greatest achievements so far? And how'd you feel when you did it? Pat yourself on the back and see if you want to keep going in that direction or if you want to take a new path for 2025. And always write a list of small action steps that you can take every day. And this will get you to your bigger goals before you know it. And I'm old school. I have a paper planner, my paper computer. People tease me. But I write down little goals for the week because mine has like a weekly list that you can make. And then I check them off as I achieve them. And last year's paper computer, I looked through it. And all those little things add up at the end of the year to a huge accomplishment. And mine was my book. I worked on it all year. And I'm waiting for my proof. And I'm super excited. And I can't wait till Hope Heals hits Amazon. And that was my goal for last year, which I'm... Technically, it's going to be 2025, but I still feel like I achieved it in 2024. So pat yourself on the back for those small achievements that you do every day. And January is the perfect, perfect month to make a vision board. And everyone listening, ask yourself, what would you put on your vision board? Would you put an awesome vacation to Greece and pictures of Greece? Or would you put pictures of the beach and somewhere where there's palm trees? Or would you put the job that you want to get? Or maybe it's meeting someone, the man or woman of your dreams. So make your vision board and ask yourself, what do you want to draw in to your life? And now is a good time to write out affirmations and say positive words to yourself every day. And like I said, doing that monthly self-evaluation, you could do it on a new moon even, to see, check in with yourself. How are you doing? You know, what are my soul's goals? And how am I feeling? And if you're not feeling great, ask yourself why, and what do you need to resonate more in peace or in joy? And remember to have fun and to have some downtime where you can veg out and watch Netflix, you know, all day, or just get a cozy blanket and a cup of cocoa and your favorite book. Do those self-care things for yourself. Take an Epsom salt bath or get your favorite bath bomb and just soak and pamper yourself. And I wrote an affirmation for today. I feel in my heart what I need to do. Doors open to guide me daily. I am attuned to my soul. I allow guidance to come into my heart from my soul now. So you can write little affirmations for yourself every single day. And it can be as simple as, I am worthy. I am loved. Just those positive words that vibrate within your soul that make you remember who you really are. And you're awesome. Every person listening can connect to their soul and be guided by their spirit guides. Ask your angels and archangels for help every day. They'll come to you and help you. And I always like to do a meditation, and if you're not driving and if you're at home, take your shoes and socks off and sink your hips into your favorite chair. Shut your eyes, and we're going to take a few deep breaths and get into a relaxation meditation for remembering the soul that you are. So we're going to take a deep breath and exhale loudly. Two more. Sink a little deeper in your chair. Relax your shoulders. Relax your chest, your stomach, your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, your feet are sinking into the ground. Feel peace wash over you right now. And imagine your feet relaxing, releasing all tension. You feel lighter. Moving up to your calves, and they're relaxing. You feel even lighter. Moving up to your knees and your thighs, relaxing the muscles. You feel light as a feather. Releasing all tension in your hips, relaxing them and sinking a little deeper in your chair. Moving to your stomach. Let's do an exhale. Let all that shit go. All the stress, and just relax. You made it through another year. I'm proud of you. Moving to your heart now. Imagine sitting inside your heart. Now feel the beat of your heart and how your heart resonates with your soul. Just sit in your heart for a moment now. Feel the rhythm of your heartbeat. Boom, boom, boom. Your intuitive heart is your soul talking to you. Now we're going to sit in silence for a moment and know your soul. Wisdom and knowingness flow to you with ease. You see your third eye popping open now and filling with the brightest white light. Wisdom and knowingness will come to you. I want you to ask yourself, what are your soul's goals? Why are you here? What is your mission? What is your passion? What resides in your heart? Knowing comes to you in a continuous flow. I want you listening to be open and allowing, knowing you are worthy for all good things to come to you. Synchronicity opens all the right doors for you all year long because you're self-aware. You're beaming with white light. You're filled with energy. As you step into your light now, you're filled with light from your crown chakra to your third eye, to your throat chakra, to your heart chakra, to your solar plexus, to your sacral, to your root, going up and down your spine, reinvigorating your whole body now. You step into your authentic self. And you begin to know your soul's goals. Knowing that you are worthy, you are loved, and you are capable of all things. And knowing that 2025 is a very karmic year. And karma can be good. And you can bear the fruit of things that you've worked all of your life for this year. Great things can happen for you this year. And always know that you can ask and you can receive. And you can ask your angels for help every day. And they can intercede for you. They can send you healing and protection. And knowing that you can always do a self-evaluation to see how you're doing. And if anybody out there listening is feeling depressed, I want you to reach out for help, call a friend, or get in to see a therapist. It shows strength to reach out for help. And today's card, I always pick an intuitive heart oracle card. And today's is become one with your soul. Bliss is waiting for you. Your soul is full of wisdom and unconditional love. Let all your fear drop from yourself in all ways. Allow the divine spark in you to shine bright and feel God's love inside of you. Become one with your soul. Know your soul's goals. Focus every day. Ask yourself, if I could do anything, what would it be? And if nothing comes to you immediately, keep at it all year long. And I want you to know, I appreciate every single person listening. You are a beautiful soul. You're loved and you're worthy. And I want to do this podcast to give you hope and some positive words. And think of me as a friend. I'm not a doctor, I'm not a counselor. So like I said, if you need to talk to someone, reach out for a therapist and get help. Or call a friend. Be around people. Be around people that make you joyful and happy. And I was feeling blue a couple days ago and I put Netflix on and I put a stand-up comedian on and I laughed my ass off for a half hour and I felt so much better. So laughter is so good for you. So bring joy back into your life. And if you want to see what's happening with me, you can go to my website, www.marybeth333.com. And if you'd like to check out my books, you can go to Amazon. And I'm super excited that my next book, Hope Heals, will be on Amazon by the end of the month. So check that out. I appreciate it. And I want you to know that I appreciate every single person listening. And if you enjoyed today's podcast, leave me a 5-star review or a kind word. It really means a lot to me and it will help me reach new people. Or share the episode with someone that needs some encouragement. Happy 2025. Happy New Year. God loves you and so do I. The healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.